This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. If you feel you're living in a God-forsaken place, there's encouragement from Esther chapters 1 and 2. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
As far as I know, the book of Esther is the only book in the Bible where the central figure rose to prominence by winning a beauty contest. But Esther never considered her promotion selfishly. In fact, she put everything on the line, including her life, to do the will of God in a very difficult situation. Today, as we begin our study of the book of Esther, notice that the name of God does not appear once in this book. But as we read the story, we are soon aware that the hand of God is writing His will on the lives of those involved. For Esther, her uncle Mordecai, and their people, circumstances were bad. They had been taken captive from their homeland many years ago, and they were second-class citizens in this place, and now a plot was being hatched to exterminate them from off the face of the earth. They had every reason to feel they were in a God-forsaken place. But in spite of all that, the hand of God was leading them and upholding them as He worked out His will in their lives. And incredible as it may seem, the situation was turned around by a beautiful young woman and her wise old uncle who risked their lives to save their people. Together they provided leadership and challenge for the people of God in what seemed to be a God-forsaken place. I remember the first time I drove across the desert from Arizona into California. My first reaction was, this is a God-forsaken place. Every plant seemed to have sharp needles or stickers on it, and it just didn't appear very attractive to me. But that was before I learned to see the hand of God and the beauty He had created in the desert. And I wonder if we don't react in the same way to the difficult circumstances of our lives. There are times when we look at the landscape of our lives and think, God is nowhere to be found. But it just isn't true. As you read the book of Esther, look for the many evidences of God's mercy, grace, and love. Look for the hand of God on the king, on Haman, Mordecai, and Esther. Better still, make a special effort to begin looking for the hand of God in your own life. Begin the day with the prayer that God will make you aware of those times when He intervenes in your life. God is at work in our deserts to turn them into places of beauty and joy. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each month, this guide will help you establish a consistent Bible reading schedule. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, we'll see one king who said, "Keep out," and another who says, "Come in," as we study Esther chapters 3 and 4 on Daily Discipleship.